Jesus.
Yes, yes.
There is
yes.
none like you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There is none like you, Father. You're only a God and God and God alone. For there is none like you, Jesus. And so this morning we sing a song to you, God. There is none like you. You're the only true and wise God. Blessed are those whose trust is in you, Father God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, God Almighty, whose hearts are set on the living God. For they will go from strength to strength. Thank you, Father God, that we are so blessed to be in your house. Thank you, Father God, for the blessing of being called your children, Father God. Your sons and daughters, oh God. Thank you that we can call you Abba, Father. Thank you, gracious Master, that you have not left us as orphans, but you have given us the Holy Spirit, who will teach us all things, reminding us of everything that Jesus said, and showing us the way that we should take. We thank you, Father God, because you are ever present in our lives. And so we give you praise today. We give you praise this very hour. We give you worship, oh God, because you deserve it, oh God. And Lord, when we look at what you've done in our lives, when we listen to you closely and listen to what you're going to do in our lives and what you're doing right now, God, we run out of words, oh God, to worship and praise you, oh God. All we can say, Father God, to you is that there is none like you, God, that you are a holy God. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you, Father. And so we acknowledge you in this place today. That, Lord, you are the center of this place. You are the main reason we are here, Father God. And our song cries out to you, Father God, that we want to see you face to face. We want to see you in this place working like never before, Father God. And so, God, we yield to you, oh God, all our faculties, oh God, everything about us, oh God, we just present to you, God, that nothing in us hinders your work in this place, that nothing, oh God, in our thoughts, in our ways, in our ambitions, in everything that we are doing, Father God, nothing hinders your work in any way, Father God. And so we surrender to you, Father God, our hearts and everything that is in us, oh God, that you have your way, Lord, and take your special place that you want to take in this place, oh God. We give you the place that you asked to take in this place, oh God. Whatever place you want to take, Father God, we give it to you, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you speak in this place, oh God, the living word, oh God, that is going to sustain us in these last days. For Lord, we seek after the truth. We seek after a word, oh God, that will sustain us in these last days, oh God. A word that people are seeking to hear, Father God. And so, God, we just surrender to you and give you praise in this place. Because we know you live in this place. And so, Father God, we will not leave this place, oh God. Because we know you reside in this place. And so, Father God, we thank you for your word that is coming today through your servant you've chosen today. We pray, Father God, that you cover him with your embrace, oh God. You cover him with your anointing. You cover him with your love and your grace, oh God. You cover him with yourself, oh God. The Lord, as he stands up to speak your word, oh God, we will hear your voice, oh God, through him. We thank you, gracious Master, for everything that is going to happen in this place. It shall bring glory to your name.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, for today. We wait, Father God, in faith as to what you're going to do in this place.
Yes.
We wait, Father God, expecting you to move in this place, expecting you, Father God, to touch every soul in this place.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we give praise. Amen.
Let us stand for our responsive scripture reading. This morning we will be reading responsibly from the book of Psalms, Psalm 84. Psalm 84. Psalm 84. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads, "How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. as they pass through the valley of Baca. They make it a spring. The rain also covers it with cool.
They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed.
For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright.
And together, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. This is the word of God.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The songs say, I present my heart to you.
Yes.
You know, when you think about presenting your heart to the Lord, that's the heart is the nucleus or the center of one's body.
Yes.
So when you present your heart, that's the nucleus of your body, the inside, presenting it all to the Lord, because the inside out goes to the Lord.
Yes.
And we thank God for that. Let us bow our head and go to God in prayer. My Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day you have made. Father God, we thank you for the use of our activities, Father God. We thank you for waking us up today with a sound mind,
yes,
O God.
Lord.
My Heavenly Father, we give you honor and glory today, Lord God, because you alone are worthy of all the praise.
Yes,
my Heavenly Father, we magnify you, we lift you up. Father God, we ask that your spirit continue to come down and reign in each and every one of us individually. And that you minister, Father God, according to your will, let it be done.
Yes, Lord.
Let your will be done on heaven and in earth, Father God, because the earth is yours, O Lord God, and the fullness thereof and all that dwells within it.
Yes.
Father God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for your Son, Jesus, because no one took his life. He gave his life for us, and for that we say, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the remission of sins. Father God, we thank you for Jesus who redeemed our souls, O God, in the name of Jesus. My Heavenly Father, as we continue in this service, Father God, I ask and pray for clear minds and clear hearts. No distractions. Let it all be of you, God. Because without you, God, we can do nothing.
Yes.
Abide in us today, O Lord God, and strengthen us in this world that we live in.
Yes, Lord.
Because, Father God, we need your strength of the Holy Spirit to make it today, Lord God,
yes, God,
with everything that's going about in our daily lives.
Yes, Lord.
Strengthen us, Father God, to get through each and every situation.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, O God. I hide myself behind your precious cross and ask and pray, Father God, that the words of my mouth today be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my refuge. And it's in Jesus' name I say, bless your word, because it's about you and not about me.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I ask and pray, Father God, that anything fleshly be removed right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. God is an awesome God, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
You know, if you would, grab your Bibles if you able and stand with me today. We go into the book of Ephesians. In the book of Ephesians, it'll be chapter 5, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 21. Amen. Book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. Are we there?
Amen.
This is reading out of the King James translation today. And here begins the reading of God's holy word. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor confessious man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light.
Yes.
Wherefore he saith, awaketh thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Foundation passage, verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. This is the word of God.
To God be the glory.
Praise the Lord. You know, when you think about it, God has done so much for us that we can't thank him enough for it all. When you think about all that God has done for us, I'm talking about he has taken his son and provided a perfect righteousness for us.
Yes.
God has taken his son and substituted him for death for us. The punishment for having rebelled and cursed God and breaking God's laws. Because of Jesus, we now have deliverance from death through the reconciliation of Christ, provided absolute assurance of living eternally with God forever. God has seated us with Christ in heavenlies to rule and reign with Christ forever. Mm-hmm. He's done so much. How can we actually repay that?
Right.
Well, one thing we can do, which is the title of today's message, we can walk worthily before God.
Amen.
See, we have to live our lives like verse 15 says, circumspect, or to be careful, by looking around and watching every step that we take. See, life is a walk, a path we take every day. When we get up in the morning, we begin to live and walk. So we have to be careful how we walk. We have to guard against temptations all around us.
Yes.
Because God expects us to live circumspectly, talking about accurately. Mm-hmm. See, there are two kinds of people in this passage of scripture. In verse 15, it says as fools or as wise. Now, the unwise, this simply means the person who is unthinking, careless, worldly-minded. The unwise is the type of person who gives little thought about where he should go or where he should not go. He just gets up in the morning, goes to work, by his daily routine with little thought about God and even what happens after this life.
Yes, amen.
See, if he makes a mistake here and there, he don't matter to him much, not to him. See, making mistakes, he says, is just human life. He thinks that he would be acceptable to whatever God there is if he just lives a life that is almost decent,
yes,
little bit honorable, little bit useful. You know, he's the kind of person that give God his dues here and there. See, the unwise person is not concerned about watching every step or being alert to every temptation,
yes,
and the pitfalls of life. Living careful and disciplined, controlled life is not important to him. But see, Paul says, walk circumspect, careful, not as fools, but as wise.
Yes.
See, we're talking about the believer. See, we are encouraged to live not as fools, but to be thinking. We ought to be thoughtful. We ought to be spiritually minded. Why? Because we're on a mission. You know God personally. You know what you are on this earth to do, live righteously, to live a godly life, and to bear testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
See, in other words, you take your knowledge of Christ and apply it to everyday life. And you are aware of your conduct at all times. So when you get up in the morning, go to work, or about your daily affairs, you walk in the presence of God and the praise of God.
Yes.
You are not only concerned about every step of life, but you struggle and watch every step to make sure you live life that is disciplined and controlled.
Yes.
You know that the only answer to all this wickedness and evil in this earth lies in Jesus Christ and his righteousness.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus said in Galatians 5:16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, as we walk through life, we should depend on the indwelling Holy Spirit,
yes,
for our guidance and power. And while no believer will ever be entirely free of life and those evil desires or propensities to do evil, we don't have to give in to them. See, we can experience victory by the Spirit's help, because scripture is clear. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. The scripture says, I look to the hills which cometh my help. See, living according to the Spirit ought to be a daily and a continuous action. The Spirit is always present, but we got to be in touch with him.
Yes.
And we got to stay open to the guidance and when he corrects us. Jesus said, and Paul wrote in Galatians 2:6, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him.
Yes.
See, because Christ Jesus dwells within you through the Holy Spirit, we should live in obedience to him.
Yes, yes.
Remembering and recognizing the first time that you gave your life to him, with that in mind and in your spirit and in your soul, that ought to be a reflection of how you live today.
Right.
Jesus bringing you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Remember that old man or woman that you used to be, and behold, all things now become new. See, scripture says we got to redeem the time. We have to live carefully by redeeming time. See, time is a gift of God.
Amen.
A man has time. But what we have to do is use our time like a commodity or resource, not waste it. We have to recover our time from waste and use that time for important purposes. See, the choice is ours. We can sit, dwell away the hours, engage in those activities and those conversations that have little, if any, value, or we can use time wisely by keeping our thoughts in hand busy. How? By working, contributing to this society, in worship, and in meeting the needs of this world just through evangelism. See, a person should use time by taking advantage that comes their way even throughout the day. Living righteously and godly, being diligent on the job, being faithful to God and to our families, and just praying. We have to redeem the time. Why? Because the days are evil. Mm-hmm. Talking about all this evil and wickedness that confronts us as we live every day. So much evil that we must be alert to keep from falling into it.
Yes.
We must be alert to live righteously and to bear testimony to Christ. Mm-hmm. See, there are a lot of enticements out there and in temptations that could lead us away from the proper use of time.
Yes.
That can draw us into sin, such as those temptations that may want one to go places that they ought not be.
Yes.
Those places that may dwell or deal with those sinful indulgences.
Yes.
You may not want to go to happy hour, but then they may not want to come to midweek Bible study, so you have to make a choice.
Yes.
What you're going to do. The evil can range from those mild temptations of having a little money or just being flat out broke. See, the evil in this world is always confronts us, whether they're small or great. But
yes.
See, our duty is to redeem the time.
Right.
The opportunity will soon pass because why? The days are evil.
Mm-hmm.
When we redeem the time, we try to take every moment to live for Christ before this lost world. We look for opportunities to do good and to let our light shine before men. We should try to figure out how to make opportunity to bear witness in how we live.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. We have to walk righteously and godly before a lost world.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. How many of us waste time? A lot of time can be wasted, how? By watching television, in our evenings at home, wasting time by what we read, doing those things on activity, and a lack of diligence at work. We're not talking about being a workaholic. God makes time for rest and work, but we ought to redeem the time and make it profitable. Amen?
Amen.
See, each of us needs to take a moment and think about where we waste time. And if we discover those moments, let's try to correct it.
Yes.
More than ever, we need to give ourselves to make a contribution to our work in this society, to our church and our community, to live righteous and witness and help the world of people who do not know the Lord.
Right.
See, the call of the hour then is what? Redeem the time. Scripture says we have to understand what is the will of the Lord. The unwise man does not understand the will of the Lord. The wise man is one who understands what the will of the Lord is because he understands the word of God. See, the word understand means to grasp or to perceive. See with the mind and then comprehend. You have to know the word of God and you have to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. See, our sinful nature chose itself through our body. Therefore, we must turn from allowing and following that sinful nature and those evil deeds and those habitual responses of that sinful nature. See, this is an action that can be done. It requires a moral decision. Every day, we ought to turn away from those desires and that can draw us from God and turn to God. See, if we are led by the Spirit of God, it will be evidenced in our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
See, believers not only have the Spirit, we have to be led by the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
See, the Scripture says, do not get drunk with wine that is excess. See, living and walking carefully or circumspect is not becoming drunk with wine.
That's right.
Drunkenness means to be intoxicated with drink or drugs. Excess is like excessive behavior, uncontrolled behavior, wild and outrageous behavior and conduct. Drunkenness is a work of the flesh, and it leads to other sins of the flesh. We're talking about partying, exposure of the body, those sexual faults, immorality, physical abuse, and some that sometimes you drink too much, you can think you all of that in a bag of chips and just think you more than anybody else.
Right.
Talking about pride. See, drunkenness makes it impossible to take advantage of the opportunities of time. See, if you drunk in your mind, you in a stupor, so you have no idea about time.
Yeah.
So it's just totally being wasted. The scripture says, redeem the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. We live our life circumspect by being filled with the Spirit. This command means that we ought to be constantly filled with the Spirit. We ought to keep on being filled. The Spirit's filling is a personal manifestation of Christ to those who walk obediently every day. It's a consciousness of His presence, of His leadership, every moment of the day. That's a privilege, and we ought to just thank God for that privilege.
Yes.
See, in John 14, 21 through 22, he that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? See, the Holy Spirit is the manifestation of Christ within us. It is a manifestation that the Lord imparts on the heart in those special times when you need it most.
Yes.
It's a deep consciousness of love between you and the Lord.
Yes.
Christ has already spoken about his personal presence within us when he said, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. See, when believers go through those terrible trials and those crises, God knows, he cares about you. He loves to meet your needs. He moves within the heart and manifests his presence, giving a deep sense of his love, helping to give you confidence and forgiveness and assurance, giving you whatever you need. That experience and that intensity of that manifestation depends on the need of the believer. I don't know about you, but I've experienced many a time, based on my need in conversation with God, it'll prostrate you, make you lift your holy hands, but no one other than you know that God dwells with you and getting you through that moment. Amen?
Amen.
See, we must always remember that God loves us so much that he'll lift us up. He will strengthen us. He would conform us to the image of his Son, Jesus. The manifestation of the Lord is given to those who receive him and those who keep his commandments. To have the commandments of Christ means that you have searched the commandments and you have them in your heart and you have made them your own.
Yes.
This manifestation was questioned by Judas. He asked the question, but the same manifestation of Christ's presence is questioned even today. Judas was thinking like a lot think that it's a physical manifestation, a visible appearance. The word manifestation means an unveiling or revelation. It suggests that a new thing has come to light, that something never known by man before is made known. Some mystery has now been revealed. It is something that cannot be discovered by man's reason or wisdom. It is a mystery that is hidden from man beyond his grasp. It means that Jesus' presence is revealed or illuminated, manifested, quickened into your life. It means that manifestation himself in a special way, that he discloses who he is, his nature, his goodness. He illuminates himself mm-hmm. within your heart. Mm-hmm. He gives a special consciousness to you and in your soul. Amen. Yeah. So we're talking about being a spirit-filled person. This is in contrast to the drunken person, because when a person is drunk, everyone can tell by his or her action. It's obvious. Like manner, our lives should be so completely under the Spirit's control that our actions and our words show beyond a doubt yes. that we are filled with the presence Amen. Of the Holy Spirit. Evidence. Scripture says to sing in joy and happiness. See, the worldly person often seeks joy and happiness in drinking, partying. This is not to be the case for us. We ought to seek joy and happiness by being filled with the Spirit. And we ought to sing songs. It said sing psalms. There's a Psalm 150. And I'll read once Psalms 150. Sing psalms. We need to get to know them. Make songs out, melody about it. Yeah. Psalms 150 says, praise ye the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise to God in his sanctuary. Praise him in praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbre and the dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Yes.
He said, sing psalms. You know, those old time songs. You know, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You know, all those old time songs like Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people not singing those songs today. Talking about spiritual songs. We can be on 75 and just get a song in your spirit and just praise them because it just makes a difference in your life.
Yeah.
Making melody to the Lord.
Yes.
We have to make those songs up sometime. There's nothing wrong with that. We just need to practice them songs. Because it gets you through the day. We can make up some song. Oh, Lord, thank you for my family. Oh, Lord, thank you for the sustenance. Father God, it may not be going through well for me today, but as long as you with me, oh, Lord, I'm going to make it through. Thank you, oh, Lord God. There's no water coming down on my head. Without you, Lord God, where would I be? Thank you, Father God, for the wife you gave me. I'm not blaming you. I thank you for it. Thank you, oh, Lord God, for everything that you've done. What a mighty God we serve. And if you're real clever, you can put a beat to that on your way and just praise the Lord. Say amen to that. See, we're talking about being spirit-filled. Finally, the scripture says, be thankful and have a praying spirit. Always for all things. See, our lives are in God's hand. He guides and directs us through everything. Therefore, we can thank him for all things, no matter what the things are. He controls all, giving thanks as we walk throughout the day. Always giving thanks. It helps us to experience the fullness of the Spirit of God. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. See, instead of worrying, pray. Offload that stress unto God. Take all that energy of worrying and anxiousness and put it into prayer.
Yes.
He knows what you have need of before you ask. Then just thank God for all that he's done.
Right.
Have to have a submissive spirit, a respectful spirit. See, a spirit-filled person does not have a spirit of criticism, dissension, or envy, or selfishness. Have a spirit of submissiveness. The same is true for the church. A spirit-filled church has a body of people who are submissive, going out of their way to minister and serve each other. There's no dissension or divisiveness, no envy among his people. Just like Christ, at whose name every knee will bow, submitted his will to the Father, mm-hmm. we honor Christ by following his example. See, submission shows evidence that we have spirit-controlled relationships. it requires the Holy Spirit to guide and restrain us. See, in the church, the believer should be willing to learn from, serve, give to, or be corrected by others in the fellowship. This type of submission can allow growth both individually and corporatively as we seek to follow Jesus Christ. See, our motive should be reverence for Christ. Mm-hmm. We should not treat one another right just because it's expected. We need to treat each other right because we have to give account to Christ one day of how we lived on earth. Did we walk worthily? Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let us bow our head and go to God in prayer. My Heavenly Father, we just thank you today, God. Father God, we just ask and pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to walk with us, Father God, and we walk with you, and we just submit ourselves to you in the guidance of your Spirit in Jesus' name. My Heavenly Father, I ask and pray that there may be someone listening today right now or viewing your word today, Father God, that may not know you, that may be struggling. Father God, there may be someone listening right now, Father God, that's going through a hard time or a hardship, or one that may have fellowshipped at one time with you, Father God, and let the cares of the world come in and choke out the word. Father God, we ask and pray that those who may be going through, that they rededicate, Father God, or just acknowledge you, Jesus Christ, for who you are, as they repeat, Father God, this prayer of repentance and salvation, Father God. Father, I know that I have broken your laws and my sins have separated me from you. I am truly sorry and repent, and now I want to turn away from my past sinful life toward you. Please forgive me and help me avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. In Jesus' name, please send your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.